Leading the news this morning, there's been more bloodshed on the streets of Bangkok. An anti-government demonstrator has been shot dead as red shirt protesters clashed with Thai security forces. And a renegade Thai general who backs the protesters has been shot in the head and seriously injured. The opposition leader Tony Abbott has used his budget reply speech to attack the government's new mining super profits tax. Mr. Abbott said he'll oppose it in opposition and overturn it in government. If elected, he also said he'd freeze public service recruitment for 2 years and cut government advertising by 25%. A Queensland coroner will today deliver his findings into the death in custody of Cameron Doomadgee. Mr. Doomadgee died in a cell at the Palm Island Watch House in November 2004. He died from massive internal injuries after being arrested for public disorder. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has chaired the first meeting of his new coalition cabinet. Much of the meeting focused on the economy and Britain's huge budget deficit. The cabinet consists of 18 Conservative Party members and 5 Liberal Democrats. And police investigating the failed bombing of New York's Times Square have made 3 more arrests. Homes were raided in New York, New Jersey and Massachusetts. 3 people were arrested on suspicion of immigration violations. Pakistani-born US citizen Faisal Shahzad has already been charged with the attempted bombing.